Joe and Jana. Hope you had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. If you're off today, lucky you, you lucky duck. I'm not in bed, so we're here. Hope you had a great weekend. You know when you were so busy that you didn't have a time to relax, but you're still happy you did it? That's where I'm at this morning. Cat Country.
Seven generations from a dirt road, corn crop boots ain't ever seen easy street. Where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops, roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the blue Crockett stud. Fearing man from the boondocks, chisel those words on my cobblehead stone. Ooh, Bible and an almanac up on the shelf.
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Jana Michael with you this morning. Joe Kelly is on vacay. He will be back, I promise. Do not fret. I feel like I've taken a lot of time off this year because of injuries and illness. He's fine. He's enjoying some fun in the sun somewhere. I know that for a fact. It is Monday, July 7th, if you're lucky enough to be off today. Jealous, definitely jealous. I feel like I have not taken a lot of time off for myself just for like, you know what I mean? Like ailments. It's not the same thing. And if you've ever had like injuries or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm talking about. It's definitely not the same thing as like you taking some PTO vacation time. I'll just say that. It's National Koi Day today, National Day of Rock and Roll. It's National Dive Bar Day. So shout out to Jester's Dive Bar, actually, who hosted Cat yesterday. Cat's own Chris Coleman was there. They had some really great meat deals going on. There was like 20 ribeyes for $40. It was awesome. National Macaroni Day today. It's National Strawberry Sundae Day. I don't really like that strawberry sauce on vanilla ice cream. It's got to be chocolate for me. Chocolate or nothing. And it's National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day today. Let me tell you, from someone whose dad passed away, it's almost 2 years. I can't believe it. But take the walk, gals, with your dad, regardless. And Thank me later. Good morning. It's Jonna Michael with three things you need to know. Assemblywoman Verlina Reynolds Jackson and Senator Linda Greenstein have introduced a bill aiming to merge New Jersey's five-tier teacher pension system into a single tier. The proposal would restore pre-2007 benefits, eliminating disparities in retirement age and benefit levels. Supporters say it's essential to attract and retain educators, while critics caution it may increase state pension obligations. If you don't know why they call us the Garden State, these facts might help you out. New Jersey's being highlighted for having a surprisingly rich farming scene with over 9,000 farms spread across 700,000 acres. While we're known for tomatoes and blueberries, we also grow cranberries, bell peppers, and peaches. Cumberland and Salem counties are especially farm heavy, playing a big role in keeping local grocery stores and markets stocked. And Doc's Oyster House in Atlantic City has been recognized as the top seafood restaurant along the Jersey Shore. Your South Jersey weather for today: sunny this morning. Expect clouds and thunderstorms to roll in this afternoon with a high of 89. I'm Jonna Michael, Cat Country 107.3. With Joe and Jonna, Jonna Michael here with you this morning, and it's time now for my fangirl update. We're talking about Miranda Lambert this morning. She is rallying her fans to support animals affected by the devastating July 4th floods that went down in Texas. The Mutt Nation Foundation, that's the one that Lambert co-founded, is collaborating with Kerrville Pets Alive to provide assistance and gather donations for all of the displaced animals. As of now, the floods have resulted in 27 confirmed deaths, with significant damage reported in areas like Camp Mystic, where many campers remained unaccounted for. You can find out more at catcountry1073.com. Megan Maroney has released a vibrant cover of Toby Keith's hit, Who's Your Daddy? She says it's a personal favorite and a pre-show hype anthem for her band. So she was super excited about honoring Toby Keith's legacy through her music ahead of his birthday coming up tomorrow. Rest in peace, Toby Keith. We've got Megan's Toby Keith tribute. It's up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jonna's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.3. How was your holiday weekend? Was it awesome? It's Jonna Michael with you this morning. Mine was a little crazy. I'm not going to lie. We bounced around from place to place to place. I was in Wildwood. I was at my camper. I went all the way out towards Philly. It was one of the most jam-packed 4th of July holidays I had in a really long time. I didn't go to the Wildwood Boardwalk, though. I did see those videos. I'm not going to lie. I did see those videos that showed the kids, like, launching fireworks on the boardwalk and had, like, families in the crowd running. Listen, it is what it is. That doesn't change my opinion of Wildwood. Love Wildwood. Listen, kids get crazy. It really is unfortunate. I don't think anybody got injured. If you know of anybody that got injured, let me know. Message me on the Cat Country 107.3 app. But I didn't see that. So it doesn't change the fact that it's not great, but I had a blast in Wildwood this weekend. So I just felt like it was important, even though those videos were circulating, I needed to share my weekend and how great it was and how much I love that place. Hope yours was awesome too. And thank you to everybody who had us out yesterday. Chris Coleman was out in Rio Grande celebrating a huge meat sale that was going on down there. It was nuts. They had deals on everything. And we were right outside Jester's Dive Bar yesterday. So thank you to everybody who came out and saw us on your Sunday, on a holiday weekend, no less. It's always great when we get to come out and see you at any time when everybody's off and, like, doing their own thing. We just, you know, we love when you get to come and say hi to us. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. So somebody just messaged me. Shout out to Jack from Villas on the app. He just messaged me. He said, did you have any pizza? Did you go to Sam's? I actually got Max this weekend. I did not go to Sam's. It cracks me up, like, how everybody is so passionate about the Sam's and Max whole deal in Wildwood. But I got Max this weekend. I gotta say, did not disappoint. I went up so late. Everybody's hours, I think, were extended later than they would normally be open. Even during the season, like 4th of July weekend, they're always open super late. You know what I mean? And so I did go up there. I will say this about Max. So I called ahead okay, to place my order. And if you don't know anything about Max Pizza specifically, that's all they sell, okay? It's like just pizza. I've been getting it since I was a kid. That's like me and my parents' favorite. It was and still is. And so I call, I order my pizza, we show up, and they didn't, it wasn't ready. And like, mind you, they told us 10 minutes. We showed up like 25 minutes later, 25, 30 minutes later. They didn't know where it was. We went up there and they were like, what did you order again? And they were running around trying to look for the ticket. Finally, they found the ticket, but then they put the pizza in and it was half pepperoni, half sausage when we ordered sausage. Like, not a lot of people that we were with liked pepperoni, I guess. So it kind of like, it was a big enough deal for us not to just be like, that's fine, we'll just take the pizza, you know? So they had to redo it. And then, but they were so chill about it. Like, it was actually kind of comical. I think if we weren't so, like, just relaxed from the day, I don't know if we would have been as chill about it because we were starving. But all's well that ends well, right? So, Jack from Villas, I did get pizza. Did not get Sam's, though. Love Sam's. I kind of alternate between the two. It's always an alternating ordeal between Sam and Max for me. I'll say that. 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Joe Kelly is on vacation today, but that does not mean we don't have a joke of the morning for you, brought to you by Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Do not miss out.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning. Mark has sent us the joke from news today. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Mark, your Cat Country joke of the morning. So a young boy enters the barber shop. The barber whispers to his customer, "This is the dumbest kid in the world. Watch, I'll prove it to you." The barber puts a dollar bill in one hand and two quarters in the other hand, calls the boy over. And he says to the boy, "Which do you want, son?" The boy points and takes the two quarters and leaves. "What did I tell you?" said the barber. "That kid never learns." Later, when the customer leaves, he sees the same young boy coming out of the ice cream store. Hey son, may I ask you a question? Why did you take the quarters instead of the dollar bill?" The boy licks his ice cream cone and says, "Because the day I take the dollar bill, the game is over." Like an IRA for kids. Cat Country 107.3.
Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's Jonna Michael with you this morning. Happy Monday.
I don't want to go to work.
Work today, but luckily enough, I have a really fun job. So even coming back after the holiday weekend isn't too, too bad. I'll say that. I know not everybody's as lucky as me. So if you do have to go into work today, I'm with you. Okay, we're here. Here's some fun stuff you can look forward to. If you want to do something tonight, I love checking this out. We've got the Cape May County Lifeguard Championships going down today, 6:15 on the Wildwood Beach. And then tomorrow, you got the West Cape May Farmers Market. That's from 3 to 7:30. Backyard Park on Broadway. Wacky Wednesday Taffy Sculpting. This sounds like so much fun. You can shape and sculpt Shriver saltwater taffy. Make it into whatever you want. Your own masterpiece, if you will. The first 200 people at Ocean City Music Pier. That's going down at 10:30. And then on Thursday, Movies on the Beach in Cape May at Cape May Convention Hall. A Complete Unknown. That's that Bob Dylan movie that was actually filmed in Cape May. So go watch the movie that was filmed in Cape May. In Cape May. You know what I'm saying? We've got more on that up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Make sure you check that out. Cat Country 107.3. Joe is off this week, but that's not stopping us from reliving one of the best dumb stories of the morning.
Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
How are we off to today?
Might be the best ever. Tampa, Florida, 35-year-old Paul Tarkovsky on his honeymoon with his new bride. When he was arrested for answering an ad for a prostitute. Tarkovsky left his new bride sleeping in their hotel room and went out to meet a prostitute he connected with online.
Oh, my God.
When the self-employed businessman arrived at the hotel, he was placed in handcuffs, caught in a big sting operation. Said the local sheriff, "The only question here is, as a wedding guest, is it too late to get the gifts that I gave back to me?"
Yeah, right, because that's not going to last.
Things you need to know this morning. Assemblywoman Verlina Reynolds-Jackson and Senator Linda Greenstein have introduced bills aiming to merge New Jersey's five-tier teacher pension system into a single tier. The proposal would restore pre-2007 benefits, eliminating disparities in retirement age and benefit levels. Supporters say it's essential to attract and retain teachers, while critics say it may increase state pension obligations. If you don't know why they call us the Garden State, these facts may help you out. New Jersey's being highlighted for having a very surprising rich farming scene. I guess people didn't know. Over 9,000 farms spread across 700,000 acres. It's known for tomatoes and blueberries. Yay, Hamilton. The state also grows cranberries, bell peppers, and peaches. Places like Cumberland and Salem counties are especially farm heavy, playing a big role in keeping local grocery stores and markets stocked. Doc's Oyster House in Atlantic City, congratulations. It's being recognized as the top seafood restaurant along the Jersey Shore with a history dating all the way back to 1897. Your South Jersey weather for this Monday, it will be nice this morning. Expect some clouds and thunderstorms to roll in by this afternoon, high of 89. I'm Jonna Michael, Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's birthday time on the Cat. A very short list of birthdays today, actually. First up, we've got to celebrate Sam Croce. He's got a birthday. He's 36 years young today. Happy birthday, Sam. And Rob Goldie of Maid Landing, 34 years young today. Happy birthday, Rob. Hope you have a great day. That's it. If we missed you, happy birthday to you as well. The winner of our big birthday shout out this morning, it's Rob Goldie from Maze Landing. He's 34 today. Rob, happy birthday. 23 mornings with Joe and Jonna. All right, listen. So there is a good change, I think, coming to shopping experiences at Walmart near you. Don't know when it's going to officially take effect, but I do think that it's going to enhance all of our shopping experiences. If you're somebody that doesn't only resort to curbside pickup in this day and age, I won't lie, I do my best to not have to go into the grocery store, because I do find that I save myself a lot of money by not browsing and just ordering what I need through the app, getting it from curbside, and then just literally pulling out it, like just skirting out of the parking lot. Skirt, skirt. So that seems to work well for me. But if you are somebody that has to go into the store, if you shop at Walmart, I think you're going to appreciate this change. However, if you're somebody that wishes that there were still humans at every single checkout register, you might not like what is soon to be at Walmarts across the nation, including here in South Jersey, whether you like the Maze Landing one or you like the EHT one, whatever it is, or the Rio Grande one, it's coming, ready or not. So we're going to talk more about that right after. It's Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. So here's the deal. Walmart, when you go shopping, you know how there's like maybe if you're lucky, two people that are actually at the checkout line that you can put your groceries through, like the olden days, right? Majority, it's self-checkout lines, and they're ridiculously long, which has led me to very rarely going into Walmart. I order from Walmart all the time, don't get me wrong, but it's usually curbside pickup, okay? That's my preferred method of choice. It also helps me save money because I'm not browsing for things that I don't need. I'm not tempted to get anything. I should start doing that at Target too, to be honest, but I don't. Okay, but I digress. So big changes are coming to Walmart. You may not even, I mean, you will not soon have to even wait to check out at the self-checkout line, because they're introducing a new checkout method that actually lets you, I guess, build your cart, from what I understand, like on your phone, probably on the app, and then lets you check out right on the app while you're shopping in store. So some people are not big fans of this. Other people think it's going to be a lot faster and save a lot of time, because you're in, you're out, you're done. Almost like what you do for curbside pickup, but like you can go in the store and do it that way. But my thing is, didn't they just complain about how much like theft goes on because of the self-checkout lines, and you think that's not going to happen with this situation? I don't know. Not my monkeys, not my circus, I guess, but we'll see what happens. I definitely think it'll save time, though. Let me know what you think right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Hit the message us button. It's Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Jana Michael with you this morning. Morning trivia is on the air. Are you ready? There it is. At stake this morning, I got a family four-pack of tickets for you to the Kids Bop Kids. Going down Saturday, August 2nd, 7 p.m. Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Your tickets will be emailed to you this morning. For whatever reason, I cannot get the phone to work. It's not working, but they are going to address it. They're going to help me as soon as the show's done this morning. So we're going to play on the app this morning. Message us on the app. First person with the correct answer is going to win. Here's the question. Family four pack of tickets to the Kids Bop Kids up for grabs. Here we go. According to a recent survey, if you have an online dating profile, regardless of the app, women that demonstrate that they're fans of this now legendary show made famous by HBO get more hits and more matches than women who reveal they are not fans. One more time. According to a recent survey, women that are fans of this now legendary show made famous by HBO, that's your only clue, get more hits and more matches from dating profiles and apps than women who say they are not fans. What show is it? Let me know right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Click the message us button and you can score yourself a family four pack of tickets to Kids Bop Kids going down in Camden. Good luck! Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Jana Michael with you this morning. Morning trivia is on the air. At stake, I have a family four-pack of tickets for you to see Kids Bop Kids. It's coming to Camden in August at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. It's always a great show. The kids love it. We're having a little bit of an issue this morning. For whatever reason, when I pick up the phone this morning, I can't hear you when you call. So our engineers are on it. They're going to fix it for me after the show this morning. So we're playing trivia on the app today. Message us. We asked you to message us. The first person to get the answer to the question scores the tickets. The question is, according to a new survey, women have a more likely chance to score a match to their online dating profile, regardless of which app it is, if they demonstrate a liking of this show that was made famous by HBO. What is it? Congratulations go out to Nicole from Egg Harbor Township. She guessed it correctly. It's Game of Thrones. So apparently if you are in the market and you're a big Jon Snow fan, well, you already got that going for you. Congratulations to Nicole of Egg Harbor Township. She messaged us on the app. She was the first one to get it right. Nicole, we do need a little bit more information from you. So make sure you answer the message. We already told you you won. Congratulations, Nicole.
Brian.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Jana Michael with you this morning. Congratulations again to Nicole from Egg Harbor Township. She got the correct answer on trivia this morning. There's a more than 30% chance that you'll be better matched if you are a lady and you love this TV show that was made famous by HBO. The correct answer was Game of Thrones. She was the first one to get it right. She is going to Kids Bop Kids, a family four-pack of tickets. We'll have more for you tomorrow morning right here on Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. It's three things you need to know this morning. Assemblywoman Verlina Reynolds-Jackson and Senator Linda Greenstein have introduced bills aiming to merge New Jersey's five-tier teacher pension system into a single tier. The proposal would restore pre-2007 benefits, eliminating disparities in retirement age and benefit levels. Supporters say it's essential to attract and retain teachers, while critics say it may increase state pension obligations. If you don't know why they call us the Garden State, these facts may help you out. New Jersey's being highlighted for having a very surprising rich farming scene. I guess people didn't know. Over 9,000 farms spread across 700,000 acres. It's known for tomatoes and blueberries. Yay, Hamilton. The state also grows cranberries, bell peppers, and peaches. Places like Cumberland and Salem counties are especially farm heavy, playing a big role in keeping local grocery stores and markets stocked. Doc's Oyster House in Atlantic City, congratulations. It's being recognized as the top seafood restaurant along the Jersey Shore with a history dating all the way back to 1897. Your South Jersey weather for this Monday, it will be nice this morning. Expect some clouds and thunderstorms to roll in by this afternoon, high of 89. I'm Jonna Michael, Cat Country 107.3. It's Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Joe's out today, but that's not stopping us from bringing you some Monday tweets.
Cat Country Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's time now for my favorite tweets from over the weekend.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, people visiting the Jersey Shore. Seagulls are so peaceful, so zen-like, gliding gracefully above the waves. Seagulls, where the heck the garbage at?
That's all. Listen, folks.
That's it.
They are
rats with wings.
They're shore pigeons, okay? They're
number
shore
two.
Pigeons.
Imagine finding the one you think is your soulmate. Then she starts telling you her dreams in excruciating detail. Shut up. Number three.
Oh, that's so sad.
Number three. I'm pretty certain the first nudist colonies were started by parents who refused to do any more laundry and said, screw it, we're all going naked.
Well, it would save a lot of time. And I guess money, detergent, water, you know.
Number four. I hate when there's a knock on your door and you open the door and it's someone.
And it's someone that's not DoorDash.
These are my favorite tweets. We're Joe and Jonna. This is Cat Country. This is the last one, number five. The worst part about a fender bender is getting out of your car and having to meet a new person.
People are really antisocial lately. I'm just warning you, this one is a tearjerker. Something I don't think I'd ever be able to do. It's Jonna Michael, Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. Jack Owens just completed a feat that I don't think many people could ever do, all in the name of raising money for people with lung cancer. It's absolutely incredible. He just wrapped up an incredible cross-country ride in Ocean City. We've got more on that for you in just minutes. Cat Country 107.3. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Honestly, I don't even know how one trains for this, let alone accomplishes it and just gets it done in the way that this guy did. So this morning we're talking about Jack Owens. Here's the deal. He biked. I can't even believe this. He biked over 3,600 miles from San Francisco, from Ocean Beach in San Francisco to Ocean City, right here in South Jersey. The deal is his uncle, John Matthews, started a charity that raises money for people with lung cancer. It's actually really, really beautiful and helps them pay for bills and just everything that can get really complicated when you're trying to pay for treatment. And so Jack left. He's been biking for 6 weeks. 3,600 miles. He just wrapped it up on Sunday morning. There were so many people there. The organization is called Ride Hard, Breathe Easy, by the way. And he raised over $40,000 throughout his 6 week trek across the country. I don't think I could ever do it, but it, honestly, watching the videos circulating on social media, you can't help but cry. This dude is incredible. And it's just congratulations to Jack Owens and everybody at the organization, Ride Hard, Breathe Easy. What made it really special is that he wrapped it up yesterday, July 6th. That was his grandmom's birthday. She passed away in 2011 from lung cancer. So it was a really special day to be wrapping up on that day. So congratulations to everybody involved. Jack, you were amazing. I could never do it. I'll tell you that right now. Cat Country 107.3.